people, the stories about Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, the bystanders, the spectators in all of these stories. Because over the last few weeks, we have read about people who were sort of the insiders, the disciples. The disciples were supposed to be following Jesus on this path, and they have left all to follow him. They have spent much time with him, and they have listened to his teachings day after day and week after week. They have helped him in his ministry. But sometimes they have also, remembered, misinterpreted his way. They sought the path of respectability and power and avoided the way of self-giving and sacrifice to which he called them. We've also read about blind Bartimaeus, who received his sight from Jesus. And then we made the connection between what Jesus had the disciples tell Bartimaeus to do. Rise up is the word that is used there. And the same word is used by Mark to describe Jesus' own resurrection. He was raised up in the Greek. If we are an Easter people, then, what are the implications of the resurrection, that new life that we talk about on Easter, as Jesus tells us to also minister in his name? Perhaps even to people like Bartimaeus. We've also read about people who were challenged by Jesus and who challenged him. The Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, but honestly, the disciples themselves sometimes fell into this group as well. But these were people who seemed to really miss the point about what Jesus was about, and we thought about the ways that we do the same today. And last week, we read about people who had a personal, life-changing encounter with Jesus, and they will always remember it and will always be remembered for it. In each of those cases, there were things that we could learn from these people whom Jesus encountered on his way to Jerusalem. But in all of these stories, on the periphery of these stories, there are always these other people. Bystanders, onlookers, the crowd. As this unlikely but holy story unfolds, I wonder how these onlookers perceive it all. What is their reaction? Mark represents them as cheering when Jesus came to town, as helping when the disciples came to get the donkey, but also letting themselves be manipulated by the religious leaders to call for the release of Barabbas. It was the crowd that did that. The spectators. On the one hand, it makes me wonder about these people around us today, the onlookers, and how they perceive the unlikely but holy story that continues to unfold today in our own lives, in our own world. How do people perceive the way that we portray the way of Jesus? People certainly sometimes seem to let themselves get sucked into some harsh, hard-headed, unkind notions of what faith is about. We see that, we hear that sometimes. Christianity being portrayed, or following God, the ways of God being portrayed in these very harsh, judgmental tones on everybody. And it's easy to get sucked into that. Is that how some modern-day religious leaders, or sometimes even we ourselves, have portrayed it to them? The onlookers. Other times they seem to want to be a part of the good works that we do. Do we even think about how people perceive us? Those who observe us in our own lives, how we live out our own faith, or observe us as the church and the things that we do here, and what we teach them about our views of Jesus through our words, and more importantly, our actions.
I remember on last Saturday when we had the rummage sale, a woman coming in, and as she was checking out, she was asking very intently, "What do you do with this money that you're raising?" And we explained it to her, Daniel explained it to her. "This is what we do. The money goes to this. Here's a brochure." She said, "I don't really need your brochure. I'm just interested in what you are doing, why you are doing this." And once she was told, I think she was amazed. She was impressed by what we were doing there. And in her own way, she was being a part of it. In our own lives, in our own community, who do you think these onlookers are? Who are the spectators around us? Who is it that's watching the way that we, as the people of God, are living out our faith? Either in your life, every day, who are the people that watch you? We talk about, as parents, of course, and being my age, talk about being parents and how our own children watch us all the time. For better or worse, they learn from us. They learn the way that we react to things. They learn our perspective on the world. They learn if we are kind of the negative, grumbling, judgmental folks, or if we're the joyful, look for the hope in everything kind of folks that we want to teach our children to be. They learn when we're in the car and we're, you know, getting cut off by another driver and we're saying things we shouldn't say. They're watching that. Or they watch us, I notice, perhaps when we pull off the side of the road and let a funeral procession go by out of respect. They notice that. They notice all of those things. They learn from us. But who are those people in our lives, our neighbors, our friends, our family members who are watching the way that we live out our faith, the way that we portray the way of Jesus? What do we want to teach them? What do we want to show them? Is it a way of joy and hope and service to others? Or is it something else? And is this way of Jesus for them too? Not just for us, the insiders, the disciples, but do we notice the onlookers, the bystanders by the side of the road in our lives? And on the other hand, it makes me wonder if we ourselves are sometimes the onlookers, the bystanders, the spectators, comfortably on the sidelines, hearing the words of Jesus, perhaps watching others, but never quite ready to get involved, to step out on the road, to follow. So of all of these people in the stories, who are the ones to whom you most relate? Who do you think represents you? Maybe all of them at times, if you're like most of us. But that is what the season of Lent is about. To consider where we are in this story ourselves. Because we just might realize that this story is still going on. It is still unfolding in our midst. And the one who is at the center of the story is the one who is still